The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and a weird, assorted, weirded bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow us on Facebook, Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which we are revamping right now. So we're just in the process of growing, friends. If you want the river to flow, then you got to get the rocks out of the way, right? So we're spotting the rocks and removing them so we can flow. And folks, again, if you'd like to follow us on our Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean one, again, double E, Bradley Dean one on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we're showing you our faith by our works, that you might find your faith in the power and then the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, Paul actually brought that forth. So in saying that, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I want to tell you why that is, friends, because what's going on in our country right now, to say the least, is very serious. You go to Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States. It declares, the president, the vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And as I'm just going back and forth and posting things today, I started to look up the definitions of certain words, because when you look at the definitions, it always paints a new picture for you. But what we're seeing, friends, is we're seeing treason in action. I'm trying to think within myself what this president has done that has been upright. I mean, again, going back to the foundations, and I'm staying my points, friends, until things are changed. If you go back to the beginning of this administration, he had said, President Barack Hussein Obama had said out of his own mouth, he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. That means foundationally. And we have seen treason come out of this administration over and over and over again. Just so people understand the definition of treason, let me give it to you straight from a definition found here in, well, actually, I'm Google searching it right now. I can give you several different versions of it, but we know for the most part what it means. But let's premise this off this. The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or the overthrow of the government. Now, when you look at what our founding forefathers had said, that we have no king but King Jesus. We have no sovereign but King Jesus, John Hancock, John Adams, and several of our signers. We see just the exact opposite at work. We see someone that stands in direct contradiction of who we are and what our heritage is, what our foundations are. We see him directly attacking, him and his administration directly attacking it through immoralities. He's appointed how many radicals to high positions in federal government that stand against us morally. And we know that John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that our Constitution was made for a moral people. This individual places immoral people into power. Why? Because that stands against who we are. So therefore, if you want to overthrow and you want to actually transform or fundamentally transform that nation, then what you do is you set people against you in government. And this is what we're seeing today. And so in saying that, friends, again, treason means the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or the overthrow of the government. This explains why Christians are under attack. And this is why the Islam and the, well, what we're seeing is, and what we have been taught by the state-run media, friends, is terrorists now, for some reason, to be seem to be the ones that are being vindicated almost on a daily basis directly from the White House. If this administration is not actually taking millions and millions of dollars from the taxpayers in this country and then illegally reallocating those finances to America's sworn enemy, namely the Muslim Brotherhood, well, then he's gun running into other countries, child trafficking into other countries. Friends, you can check that out. That was a part of Benghazi that wasn't talked about as well. We can also go back to the Attorney General. We can look at Fast and Furious, and we can go down a plethora of topics where this administration is continuously attacked who we are. The Justice Department in this country should rightly be called at this point the Injustice Department, because, friends, it's nothing less than just that. Now, to say all that, friends, to say this, defining treason, again, the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow of the government, the action of betraying someone or something, that's plural noun, treasons. And then when we go to synonyms, we can go to treachery. That means unfaithful in covenants. And we see that this administration and those that serve we, the people in government, they swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States of against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And when we look at the word treachery and we see disloyalty, we see unfaithfulness in covenant, that's exactly what we're dealing with all across the boards. Case in point, I went and got some things in town this morning, and on the way back, I turned on Fox again, the best that America has for some reason. I think people are beginning to wake up concerning Fox News as well, because what the left, as they call it, they make mockery of the laws that we have, and then they try to implement something unlawfully. Well, you have Fox right there actually laughing it off and almost playing circus of our constitutional rights and what hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. They make light of it. And so while they're making light of it, the left is actually implementing laws against laws. And that's called tyranny, friends. And tyranny is exactly what we're seeing. And again, going back to our forefathers, we can understand now why they said resistance towards tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God. Friends, I'm standing, even if I have to do it all by myself. And in saying that, again, I know that there's many people that are waking up to what's going on in this country. But again, going back to my point, what do we see today? We see Islam at the White House. And I'm going to play an audio for you when we get back of a man named Bergdahl. His son is a traitor. He went AWOL to help those that we are warring against. And it's interesting that Barack Hussein Obama himself actually looked at the father and mother of this individual that was traded off for five terrorists, who's, again, this man is praising Allah from the White House presidential pulpit. Yeah, you heard me. And I'm trying to figure out within myself, America, what is it that you need before you finally understand that you are seriously, seriously under attack? Yeah, Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Play this audio for you right when I get back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Article 2, Section 1. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of the President. Neither shall any person be eligible to the office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years old, so on and so forth. Again, reading the Constitution of the United States of America. When we go to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. It's interesting, when you look in Scripture, you can find that God would always restore a nation by appointing judges. And we're seeing judgment completely being turned backwards in this country in every sense of the word, from the very top to the very bottom. And it's not completely infiltrated. It's not a wound that's incurable. We can still take back our country at any time the American people take serious as to what's happening from this administration, namely towards you, on a daily basis. But in saying that, friends, again, we need to keep in mind, I'm reading directly from the Constitution of the United States of America. Keep in mind that I had shared with you last week the very first, the very first doing live radio, the very first act that this president, through an executive order, actually brought forth. Again, friends, listen carefully. The very first thing, I'm waiting for it to load up here, friends, and I'm going to pull it up for you so I can give you the exact number of this unlawful, unconstitutional executive order. What we know that it's Barack Hussein Obama, through an executive order 13489, presidential records, the White House, by the authority invested in me, he said, as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, and in order to establish policies and procedures governing the the assertions of executive privilege by incumbent and former presidents in connection with the release of presidential records by the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, pursuant to the Presidential Records Act of 1978, it is hereby ordered as followed. Section 1, definitions for purpose of this order, archivists, refers to the archivists of the United States of his designee. Basically, friends, what he did is he ordered all of his personal information completely barred. All of his records were completely sealed, friends. First executive order. Check it out, friends. Go online. Prove me. Executive Order 13489. Enacting an unlawful, unconstitutional act. Just think about that. The President of the United States of America, the first executive order that he authorizes is to basically bar all of his information from the American people. Wasn't his whole campaign based off of transparency? See, again, friends, what I said and what I say. What he says, he does the exact opposite. Let me go back over to Scripture really quick. I want you to listen carefully to this. The Lord shall bring thee, and he who you allow to rule over you, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. This is to a disobedient nation, friends. Now keep in mind, the Lord said, these blessings shall overtake thee. In Deuteronomy 28, there were 14 blessings, and there was 55 curses. Now, of course, what I'm reading right now are the curses. So in other words, to an obedient nation, these blessings will overtake thee. But to a disobedient nation, these curses will overtake thee. Is this what's happening today again, friends? Listen carefully. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far. He said, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Is this what we're seeing today? You better bet your bottom dollar. And he shall besiege thee. That means a slow takeover. Thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. Look what's going on in the military, friends. Now, for those that didn't know, I'm going to drop a little information on for you. I think it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, maybe been a little bit longer than that, Brian Bender from the Boston Globe brought forth to the American people that they just laughed this off, this information off. But through an ICE investigation, they found out that 5,000 members of our Defense Department in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. President Barack Hussein Obama has appointed the immoral from the very top to the very bottom. Why? Because they'll do what he says. See, they're not ruled by law. They hate the law. That's why they fight against it and they war against it. See, they spit against heaven. But let me reassure you, as a man of God that does understand through experience of knowing who the Lord is, in my young age, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And see, the sad part about it is that the American people are going to have to actually go through the process of watching their country be destroyed by the same sort of people that they denounce and they decry on a daily basis, because we have plenty of information on and how dictators operate, what they do and how they do it. What we see through this administration is him emulating dictators to a T. If you really want to see who he's copying more than the average Joe, you know, Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, just go over and check out Mao Zedong. He is emulating him to a T in every sense of the word. And don't think for 1 minute, friends, they don't mean what they do. Of course they do. I can go on and on and on. We also know that Barack Hussein Obama has also appointed over 225 homosexuals, radical homosexuals, and transvestites to power in federal government. Alina Kagan, for those that did not know, is a radical lesbian. She's a completely radical in every sense of the word. She is a known lesbian. They didn't want you to know about that. She was also one that was appointed to a Supreme Court justice position in this country. She never judged a case a day in her life. Sotomayor is a complete internationalist. I can go on and on and on and on. Barney Franks, he was indicted for child pornography. He was indicted for pedophilia. We can go on and on and on and on and on. And see, what I've said in the past, and I've been saying this for years, and I know I'm right. I know that I'm right, and you can mark my words on this, friends. The radical homosexuals are being used to upend the Constitution of the United States of America to make way for foreign law, which is foreign to we the people. Now, going back to what I wanted to talk about concerning this audio, now we have the President of the United States at the White House with the father of a traitor who went AWOL, praising Allah from the presidential pulpit. This just happened. Okay? If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Someone define treason for me, please. Because I don't know what else I need to say or what else I need to do to convince you that, America, you are in some serious, serious trouble. And as I said during the first segment, you have the best that you have out there right now, Fox News, laughing it off, making light of the crimes that are being committed against you on a daily basis, like it's no big deal. Concerning the topic as to what I'm going to bring up, Fox News this morning, friends, again, just to show you how they make light of what's going on in their country. One of the analysts, or you can call it an analyst, whatever you want to call it, actually said that Barack Hussein Obama misread the situation. What does he need to do before you finally figure out, America, that you're the ones that are under attack? So here I'm going to play Bergdahl's parents speak at the White House. It's about a minute and 53 seconds. How much time do I have? I got 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and play this. Let's go. Here you go, friends. This is at the White House. This is Bergdahl's parents. Oh, you know what, friends? I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to actually pull back on this until after the break. Sorry about that. I'm missing a plug-in. I don't know where the plug-in is. And so in the process of doing that, do we got any phone calls coming in right now? 1-866-233-0747. We got Bob calling from North Dakota. This is a mess in here right now. Friends, we'll pick up that audio right after this break. But before that, we'll take Bob from North Dakota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, hi, Bradley. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Okay, nice hearing from you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. It's unbelievable the stuff that's going on. I think that people have just kind of gotten to the point where their senses are dulled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who are spiritually minded, have the mind of Christ, and can see what's going on here. I've been bringing this up for a long time about the Constitution is just a piece of paper to this man. It doesn't mean anything at all.
That's right.
It's
Bob, I'm going to take you right on the other side of the break, and then we're going to play the audio for you, friends. Can you hold on for me?
Sure.
Okay. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I just got an email during the break from my friend out in California, Joe. He's a radio show host out there, and he said, look what I'm fighting. And I went and clicked on it really quick, and of course he's being attacked too by everyone that doesn't agree with what this administration advocates in every sense of the word. Literally, friends. Yes, I mean, they're trying to make it a crime because you don't agree with them. Oh, that sounds like totalitarianism. Bingo, you got it. This is what we're dealing with, friends. We need people. You know what we need, friends, right now? We need leadership. We need people that understand who they are. We need people to understand a little bit as to what their founding documents declare. Because you'll find out that nobody from this radio program is ever even coming close to an iota. Listen, folks, we're enforcing the law. We're not breaking the law. We're not violating the law. We want you to know the law so you know who's violating the law. And it absolutely amazes me about how many people are out there complaining about what's going on. But yet again, friends, I got to come back to this. Go to a football game, a baseball game, a hockey game, a boxing match. It's packed. But you protest, Protestant, you have meaning. Protestants, Christians. But you try to rally enough people together that are real leaders in this country, and I'll tell you what, they are hard to find. As a needle in a haystack, they're as rare as hen's teeth. And when you find them, you stick with them. King David said that he was a companion of all of them that feared the Lord. Stay the course. We need leaders. We need real men to stand up today. God does not, let this be a word of exhortation and edification, God does not use a majority to prevail. It's always a minority. Why? So no man should glory in the flesh. Don't touch God's glory. Right before the break, we picked up Bob from North Dakota. Let's pull him back up. How are you, sir?
Yeah, hey, Bradley.
Hey, and what? Hey, by the way, Bob, what were you saying right before the break? I didn't get a whole lot of it because the music started, he started to fill my ears with the music, so I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Yeah, well, just the way that Obama has been running this country, he's above the law, and one of the things that it really bothers me more than anything is none of these people are ever held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We're educated, we can see what's going on, we know it's wrong, yet we're not willing to take a stand like you were just mentioning about protesting. We've had a couple of Tea Party rallies up here in Park River, and we had more than 50 people show, but at least there's some people out there that, that really are willing to stand up for the truth. And
let me interject this really quick, Bob. Did you see what the state-run media is doing now? They're turning the Republicans against the Tea Party, and the Tea Partiers against the Republicans. You see that?
I saw that.
Yep. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. And it's like, people, I can see this stuff a mile away. You have to understand your enemy. And the enemy in this country, friends, is not hard to discover at all.
A republic is supposed to be, according to Webster's here, a state in which the supreme power rests in the body of citizens entitled to vote and is exercised by representatives chosen by them. And just to carry that a step further, if they're not doing what we've elected them to do, they need to be taken out of office.
That's right.
Now, whether that's the president, vice president, senators, or congressmen, whatever.
How about all of them?
Yeah.
I mean, really, let's call it for what it is.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I haven't had a chance to call for a while, and I'm really thankful for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate
what you're doing.
Bob, let me encourage you just for a second here, okay? When we look at history, we always see this. We see it over and over and over and over. Throughout history, we see where countries fall, then they rise, then we see them fall again, then we see them rise again, then we see them fall again, and then we see them rise again. Every time a country falls flat on its face, it's always because they depart from a living God and his government. And what we have in this country today is an administration set against God's government, which is funny within itself. Read Psalm 2. But the bottom line is, my friend, we can do this. And we need to keep in mind just what you just said, Bob. The people that work for us in government, again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. When the American people really mean what those documents say and live out the spirit of them words and execute justice unto judgment, then we're going to understand the preamble to the Constitution, which says we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, all 50 states, establish justice. We need justice in this country, and America, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, you are the law. And Bob, you're the law. I'm the law. And what we need to do is we need to put some pressure on, and we need to stand up until we actually execute the laws against the crimes of those that mean to be God on this earth. And that's just not going to fly on my watch.
Right.
Amen. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Real quick. Let's play this audio. Are we hooked up now? Okay, now, friends, here is Bergdahl, the individual, traitor, who just went AWOL. This is his dad and his mom. First, it's his mom, then the dad. But I want you to listen carefully as to what Barack Hussein Obama, and you should see the warmth and the sincerity actually coming from this criminal in the White House towards these two and his son. Now, keep in mind, their son was traded off for five terrorists. But I got a question for you, and I'll ask that right after you listen to this audio.
For Bo, while he recovers, thank you.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayim, I'm your father, Bo.
He just said, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. Did you hear what I said? Bergdahl's parents, from the White House presidential pulpit, just said, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. I'll let him finish.
The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa al-Thani, the complicated nature of this recovery will never really be comprehended. To each and every single one who affected this, in this country, in the service branches, at the State Department, throughout the whole of American government, and around the world, at international governments around the world. Thank you so much. We just can't communicate the words this morning when we heard from the president. So we looked forward to continuing the recovery of our son, which is going to be a considerable task for our family, and we hope that the media will understand that will keep us very preoccupied in the coming days and weeks as he gets back home to the United States. Thank you all for being here very much.
Listen. Hugs and kisses, literally.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes, that's a good day.
Barack Hussein Obama said, wonderful, after he gave a hug to the father and then a hug and a kiss to the wife. And he said, wonderful, it's been a good day. Okay? Now, let me go back just a little bit so you can understand what's going on. Not only did Bergdahl's father blatantly and openly praise Allah from the White House while standing next to Barack Hussein Obama. You should see his countenance, friends. It's very warm towards these people. He also is now saying he's proud that his son was able to help the Afghan people. Now, I understand atrocity. I understand what's going on in wars. I also understand the unconstitutionalities of what's going on in the United States of America concerning our military. I want you to know that, okay? We have people that are complaining about what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, the fact of the matter is the American people allowed Congress to send them in the first place, okay? But what we have here is Bergdahl's son who went AWOL on his unit, okay? They sent out, these are reports, that they sent out five men to go find Bergdahl's son. Those five men were killed in the process, kind of like Saving Private Ryan. They were killed in the process of seeking out this individual that went AWOL. Did you hear what I said? Five American boys died in the process of going after this traitor's son. And you have President Barack Hussein Obama trading off this traitor for five other terrorists. What's the difference? That was the question I was going to ask you. What is the difference, friends? Why is President Barack Hussein Obama so adamant about standing behind people that are opposite of who we are? Only you can answer that question. I can't. This is stuff that I've been spelling out for you, friends, for years. Bergdahl says he's now proud that his son was able to help the Afghan people. More on the Afghan comment shortly. First, let's go to the Allah worship, followed by Obama's embrace. At the end of the brief event, the soldier's father, Bob Bergdahl, recited the most frequent phrase in the Quran, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most compassionate. After Bergdahl finished his statement and his praise for Allah, Obama hugged him, kissed his wife, and said, wonderful, this has been a good day. While he is stacking the DHS with ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, while the American people are now considered to be the terrorists at every airport in America, as they are trying to implement a police state concerning the American people. Hey, friends, do this for me. Look at your families. Look at your wives. If you're okay with what he is doing, and the way that you say that you're okay is by standing down in the face of what is taking place in your country today. Oh my goodness, how many people must be rolling over in their graves today? They fought against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating today. I'll come back and I'll highlight this. If you got a call, please make it now. 1-866-233-0747. Final segment coming up. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update.
America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Interestingly enough, there's an editor out there who censors President Obama for three-step scandal formula. Commenting on the three-part Obama scandal formula, a columnist for Washington Times said, "Each time Obama is faced with a scandal, he does three things." Yes. "There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. See, it's the mercy of God, America, that these crimes are coming to the light. Now, those that walk in the light are to deal with those that are in darkness." According to this columnist, irrespective of the nature of the crisis faced by him, President Barack Hussein Obama instantly goes public telling his fellow citizens that he didn't know about it and articulates his indignation over the issues at hand. And in the second phase, the president sidetracks blame somewhat loosely to his precursor and former president, George Bush. By the way, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about really quick. I understand the atrocities of war. I understand what took place concerning Iraq, which had nothing to do with the two towers that were dropped by supposed jihadists and Muslim terrorists. But all of a sudden, before we know it, we have the president of the United States declaring war on a country that had nothing to do with these attacks. And doesn't anybody think that's pretty strange? That sounds like a little bit of history going on there, friends, because that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He attacked his own Reichstag, and then he attacked a country that didn't agree with him. Poles. But going back to this point, the systematic way that President Barack Hussein Obama deals with scandal. The second phase is the president sidetracks blame somewhat loosely to his precursor and former President George Bush, eventually This individual said President Barack Hussein Obama creates a barrier to thwart all future direct questions related to the crisis by covering up the issue with the mass of bureaucratic red tape. That's exactly right. The courts are set up the same way, friends, to protect the criminals themselves. Justice is completely turned backwards here. For those that don't know anything about history, countries are destroyed because of the lack of impeachment. And impeachment is what's needed here. And then civil charges need to be brought forth against him and his complete administration. In the final stage, number three, which according to this columnist, he said, which is very effective, the president and the White House duck all questions by regretting that they are unable to discuss them as the matter is under a blue ribbon investigation. And you know why they have three stages, friends? Because the American people tolerate it. Because the American people tolerate it. And because the American people tolerate it. See, what happens is then the probe then continues for several months to several years. And the issue eventually fades from public memory. Yep. Hey, folks, what about the best that we got? Where's Gowdy? Where's Issa? See, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. We need to get back to he who gives what we have today. And we need to amend our ways, friends. Come, let us reason together. Or am I on the radio wasting my time, attempting to reason with unreasonableness? And for me to do that with unreasonable people is like trying to minister medicine to a dead individual. That just isn't going to work. Friends, there's three stages in the way that this administration and any other administration avoid scandal. They blame, they sidetrack, and then they blow it off. They won't talk about it. They'll say it's under investigation. Then the American people soon thereafter forget. But what they don't, what the American people do forget is the fact that you're the ones, through your apathy and your lethargic attitudes, are actually giving up your sovereignty in the process of letting justice go undone. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere, friends. Don't forget that you have to stay the course. Bradley, is that why you keep hitting the same points? Yep, the state-run media does it, but they're trying to entertain you out of your freedoms. I want you to understand that your freedoms are being taken away from you through the injustices taking place. And therefore, if you want righteousness to be established, then we're going to have to enforce the laws, and that's why I want you to know the law. And what your laws are based off of. I don't care about some rhetoric on the radio about some guy on the radio talking about, that's what they do, acting as if he knows what he's talking about and nothing gets resolved. No, we need to put the gloves on and we need to get in the ring, friends, because we love our country, because we're thankful for what's been given unto us. I'm going back over to another point, a Drudge report posted. It was over the weekend. I posted it on Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. And the headline was basically that the president, I'm actually going to it, friends, live radio. I'm going to it right now. And the headline was that the president of the United States bypassed Congress once again. Now, keep in mind, friends, Congress is you. You are the Congress is the voice of the people. You, during this exchange with this criminal in the White House, swapping this deserter who went AWOL, in which five men died looking for him, while his dad is praising Allah from the White House presidential pulpit. Another distraction is really what it comes down to, friends. But the headline on Drudge Report was the fact that the president of the United States bypassed Congress again. Folks, he doesn't have the right to do that. He violated the law. How come Congress isn't throwing their hands up in the air, calling for impeachment? You know, I just brought up the fact of Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, the best that we've got. Hey, friends, I'm just curious. That's all they're doing is talking. Where's the paper? Show me the money. Where's the rubber meeting the road? They know that the American people will laugh it off. They might get a little mad at first, but you're being desensitized in the process. And in the process, I want to tell you one more time, you're losing your freedoms. Give me a perfect example of what's becoming of your country today. A sheriff in New Mexico was just busted literally on video. It's posted on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Shows him being busted literally by a good cop, exposing him for having sex in an ambulance. He was running for the city's magistrate. He wanted to be the chief magistrate there. Well, they filmed him. They busted him having sex in an ambulance, the chief of police. The good cop gets fired for exposing the corrupt chief of police in the act, friends. See, this is what's happening. And friends, you're setting yourself up for European government. And I'm telling you what, those kind of people, that kind of mindset, it is some scary stuff. You think Muslims and what they do? You know, when a woman gets raped, she gets thrown in prison? That kind of stuff, friends. I can give you story after story after story of the atrocities coming from these supposed judges in these countries. But you're beginning to see it trickle into America today. Matter of fact, did you just see recently, I believe it was in Arizona, the individual, I'd like to get him on the radio actually. He was forced to bake a cake for two same-sex marriage, a wedding. They made him make the cake. I don't know that he has done that, but this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. They're trying to force you to do what is against the law, namely in our constitutional republic. It's that bad. It's getting that weird, friends. And it's only going to get worse. And your kids and our posterity, friends, are going to be raised up and they're going to hate your guts for standing down when you should have stood up. And they're going to say, where's the love? And I'm going to stand there right along with them and I'm going to say the same thing. Now, I love my fellow brothers and sisters in this country. There's no question about it. That's why I give you the truth. That's why I tell you the facts. I'm simply saying, friends, that we need to return to who we are and where we came from and the God that gave it. Because we're not looking for a revolution. We're looking for restoration. And we can still have that today. It's not out of reach. The state-run media would have you believe that. But if that was the case, why are they still attacking those that are a threat to what they're trying to actually implement? It's been a slow day. A thoughtful day. Crazy day. But friends, you're under attack. You need to stand up, wake up, do the stuff because we can do this. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.